Yep.
Great. And then let me work on the Facebook one. What?
Yeah, Zoom definitely changed since last time we used it. So.
Okay. It's not letting me do it on Facebook. I don't know. I just don't know. Okay. We're just going to not do that. Give me 30 more seconds to get my wits about me.
Yeah, there might be something going on with your account permission, which I will have to look at after our meeting. So,
yeah, I keep getting these weird emails from Zoom at my PortlandOregon.gov one, but I don't click on all the things because, like, I don't know what it's asking of me. So maybe that's the problem. Is I think you've sent me some stuff. Maybe you can resend me a couple things.
Yeah, yeah. Let's work on that after this meeting.
Yeah. I think I didn't click the thing that you asked me to, so my bad. Okay. Let me get everything up here.
It looks like Amanda's having trouble finding the link. Did anybody else? Let's see.
I just sent it over to her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get a panelist link. I looked. Okay, thanks, Kira, for doing that.
Candace, Greg is in attendees list, so I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't.
On it. Yeah, let me look at the attendees.
Amanda, you may want to rename your profile, by the way.
We can both be Kira. It's okay.
There can only be one. All right. Thank you. Welcome, Ginger. I promise it's not always this chaotic. We'll get started in a second.
Oh, it's no problem.
Okay, everyone. So we'll go ahead and jump in as we have a quorum. And I think this is everyone we're expecting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Who am I missing? Jessica. Jessica Katz. Haven't heard from her. Did you all, David or Ross, hear from her?
No.
Okay. Well, let me take attendance real quick. And then you heard from Vadim. What did he say?
Vadim said he didn't think he'd be able to make it tonight, but I haven't heard anything beyond that.
Okay.
And okay. I haven't heard from Jessica.
Okay. No worries. All right, let's go ahead and get started. We are recording, so that's great. I've opened up the chat momentarily for folks in the audience as we do our intros. You're welcome to join us in introducing yourself in the chat by sharing your name, your pronouns, any part of Portland you hail from, or any other information you want to share, represent organization you represent, or whatever else. How your day's going? That's fine too. All right, so hi, I'm Kim Travelos. She, her pronouns. I'm the chair of the CRC. I am in Northeast Portland. I'm going to pass it to Kira Taylor, then you may.
Hi, I'm Kira Pappas. I'm in East County. My day is going fantastic. And I go by she, her pronouns.
Taylor Snell, he, him pronouns, CRC member coming to you from Selwood. Day is okay, not great. Not bad, but.
Yume Delgado, he, him, CRC vice chair, and I am currently coming to you from my office out in Hillsborough, so a little bit further out. Day is also going okay.
Yeah, my day's chaotic, by the way. You could not tell by everything, gestures at everything in the Zoom box. Let's go to Kelsey, Julie, Ross, Amanda.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kelsey Lloyd. I'm with IPR. I'm coming to you from Southeast Portland. It's nice to see you all, and my day's going pretty good. Yeah.
I'm Julie. I'm a CRC member from Southwest Portland, and my day has not been chaotic yet, but I predict it will start about an hour.
Hey, everybody. Ross from IPR, he, him. I would give this day also an okay. I think I'm kind of with where Taylor and Yume are at. Nice to see y'all, and welcome to Ginger.
Amanda Greenvoss, CRC member from Southeast Portland. Day also a little chaotic, also by rushing at the last minute and realizing I didn't have a link. So my apologies, but I'm here now.
Okay, and then we'll do Ginger, Greg, David, Sylvan.
Hello, I'm Ginger Riddell, the newbie from Northwest Portland. Go by she, her, and I'm glad to be here with all y'all.
Hey, everybody. Greg Griffin here. North Portland, CRC, tech. Glad to see everybody's face for change. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you all.
I'm David Nguyen. I'm work for IPR. My pronouns is he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sylvan Frazier. I use they, them pronouns. My day is also chaotic, and my life is chaos. I just finished moving to Northeast Portland. I'm in Coley now. So I'm off camera in part because everything is boxes and also because I am underslept and look terrible right now. So I'm glad to see all of you.
Awesome. Welcome to Coley. Best part of town. So let's go ahead and jump on in. I did the attendance here. We don't have any meeting minutes to approve. And was there something else I needed to know about that? Just we'll do it next time.
Yeah, we're still working on them.
Okay, no big deal. And then let's see, edit protocol. Well, that's good. Great. I am gonna go ahead and keep the chat open a little longer for members of the audience. If you wanna introduce yourself, please continue to do so. And with that, let's jump on into the director's report. I promise, Ginger, we'll do a full intro. That's first thing on new business, but we'll do a couple reports before we do that. So Ross, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. So some changes since we last saw you all. We are now officially out of the auditor's office as of July 1. So I think we talked about that at our last meeting, but that was kind of upcoming. We still have a lot of kind of little transition, loose threads to tie off and things like that. We're waiting. There's a lot of kind of like back end technical stuff that I guess has to be moved for us to kind of be our own little separate office. So once that stuff is all done, we're going to start filling some holes because we have some vacancies at IPR that we've had for a while. But we are not able to start hiring for those positions until all this kind of technical stuff has gone through, is what I'm told. So anyway, we're getting pretty close to that. As you all know, Dana left on July 1st. And so Kelsey has been moved up to deputy director. She's here with us tonight. I'm not sure. I think you maybe have got some emails from her or maybe have met her over the years, but Kelsey's been with IPR for a long time. She has a ton of institutional knowledge. She kind of knows how everything works and is altogether wonderful. So I wanted to give her a chance to just introduce herself to everybody and say hi.
Thank you, Ross. Yeah, it's so nice to see some familiar faces. I've met some of you, but not all of you. So hello to you and nice to meet these new folks. As Ross said, I've been with IPR for 10 years. Most recently, I was the investigations coordinator. So I was managing the investigations unit, keeping track of the investigations in our office and coming back and forth between IA and IPR. And before that, I was in a sort of an administrative role. The joke at IPR was that I was the hub of IPR because I kind of had a little bit of a role in everything that we do. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to move up and be the deputy director and you know, get to come to these meetings and have more external role. What I've done mostly has been internal. So I'm really grateful for that. I've lived in Portland for 20 years and I've been in the criminal justice field for 15 of those. Previous to IPR, I was with Metropolitan Public Defender for 5.5 years. So been in this world a while and excited to be in this new role and work with you all.
Thank you, Kelsey. So just again, we're very fortunate to have the benefit of all her experience. She's seen a lot of things change at IPR as we've kind of got more abilities over time. So she just has, like I said before, a ton of institutional knowledge. So we're very lucky to have her. I think the only other thing I really had to talk about was that there was a status check on the settlement agreement last week, I think a week ago today. I'd hope to have somebody from the city attorney's office come and kind of give you all an update. There wasn't really much that happened at that last status check, but I wanted to have them give an update on just where the settlement agreement's at, things like that. They were not able to make it tonight, but they will be here at your next meeting. So if we end up having an appeal at the next meeting or something like that, we might have to have them trim it down a little bit or figure out what we do, but we'll check in between now and then. Other than that, we're kind of, you know, we're still kind of up to our necks in transition stuff. That's kind of what we're doing all the time, is just trying to get all that stuff to settle so that we can hire new people. And, you know, working on things with DOJ. The DOJ attorneys were in town last week, so that's always a really big week and busy week for us. Lots of meetings and lots of stuff to do and reports to read and respond to. So I think that's about all I have. Any questions from anybody? Julie?
Yeah, so we used to say, you know, the CRC is part of IPR, which is under the auditor's office. What do we say now? And who do you report to?
That, so I don't, as far as I can tell, really report to anybody too directly. Awesome. I mean, I kind of like having a boss, actually, you know, depending on how you feel about that particular boss, of course. You know, DOJ, I think, has some, they don't want me to report to any, like, I can't report to the mayor because he's the police commissioner, right? So we have to be kind of independent of that. We have to be independent of city council. So the way this has been envisioned, I think, is that we're kind of like, I mean, we're not really big enough to be a bureau, obviously, but we're kind of like a little mini bureau, which is why the transition is taking so long, because our sort of entire government structure in Portland is that everything's kind of, you know, in a bureau and under an elected official. Now that we're can't be under the auditor's office anymore, we're just kind of floating there on our own. So it's very strange. I still don't know, you know, if I want to take a day off, who I ask about that. I don't think I can just ask myself. That doesn't seem right. Maybe. Yeah. So I don't know. That's one of many things that needs to be ironed out. We kind of hoped it would be ironed out before July 1, but, you know, here we are. And, okay. No, thank you, Candace. I appreciate that.
So me not knowing is not because I'm out of the loop. It's because we really haven't figured this. Okay. That's
yeah. Fair. I mean, we're not under the auditor anymore, but you're still kind of our, you know, an advisory body to us. So that part hasn't changed. It's just kind of, we're kind of our own little independent thing now. So
is there a corollary? Is there any other non-bureau or mini bureau that is similar?
I've heard people talk about, I don't think this is a good example, and I've heard it kind of shot down, but in some of the discussions, somebody said something like Prosper Portland is kind of separate, but I've also heard people say, thank you, Amanda, thank you. I'm not keeping up with the text very well, but yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know that there is. When we were talking to the people in the, you know, the budget office and things like that about how to make this all work on the back end, you know, in the city's payroll system, they were kind of like, no, you can't do that. That doesn't work. And so now they're saying, yeah, right, PDC, not Prosper, sorry. You know, and so now that's apparently where we are. So they're kind of making it work. We are going to plug into OMF within the city for kind of our technical needs, you know, like if we need to procure something, they'll be the people that help us out. They're the ones that our payroll is going to go through because we don't have the capacity. You know, it'd be foolish for us to have like our own little human resources person for an office of only, you know, when we're fully staffed 14 people, that wouldn't make a lot of sense. So we're kind of plugged into the city for the purposes of services, but we're separate other than that.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, it's weird. And if any of that changes and gets more or less weird, I will let y'all know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ross, be your own boss. That's all I got to say.
I think that could be a double-edged sword, I would imagine, but we'll see how it goes.
Nah. Okay, so thanks, everybody. I will go ahead and move into my quick report. As far as the current state of the CRC, we're kind of returning from a little bit of a pause. I know I've gotten some reach outs from folks like, what's happening to the CRC? Are you not meeting ever again? I'm like, cut the drama. We're just taking a pause. So that is what I've been communicating to people in a much more diplomatic way. I'm feeling sassy, okay? It's been a long day. So really just, you know, yes, we're only required to meet once a quarter. Of course, we have chosen to meet once a month as a body. And at times we have had no choice because we have lots of appeals. We're a little bit slow on appeals. We're, you know, dealing with all this transition stuff with IPR. It's the middle of summer. People are taking vacation. So the combination of all those things meant it was good to just take a little bit of a breather, especially wanting to take a step back from, you know, pursuing any new big initiatives. As we know, IPR is understaffed right now. We don't want to put too much strain on needing to deal with the administrative side of CRC while they were transitioning. So we definitely plan to pick it back up. And of course, if we've got appeals that are going to be coming down the pipe, you know, everyone should still be prepared to meet monthly with the at times surprise of, yay, you get a month off. So that's kind of the status. And as you just heard from Ross, we will meet in September so that at least we can get that update from the lawyers on the settlement agreement. And then we can talk a little later about any other, you know, things that we want to put on our agendas upcoming or how we want to move forward as we're getting out of a little bit of a pause and just trying to assess the landscape here and not move too quickly on things. That's also a reason why today we have the Police Accountability Commission coming in. One of their co-chairs or tri-chairs is here to just give us a little bit of an update. So I think that'll be helpful for us to understand where we fit into that process as well. And that could inform some of our next steps too. We had our meeting rescheduled, which we need to get that on the books actually with the mayor. It got canceled, but we haven't rescheduled it yet. So there's no update on that front. And then, you know, we meet with IPR monthly, we being the leadership team of CRC to just talk through. And that was when we kind of talked about like, let's take a little bit of a pause. We also had our little mini celebration for Dana. Thanks everyone for Venmoing some dollars so that I could buy her a nice little present. It was full of lots of treat yourself types of things. And she was very happy and we had a nice little send off. That is it. Any questions on any of that? Great. And later in the agenda, we'll talk a little more about work groups. So we'll leave that for in a bit. Well, then with that, let's do a little welcome for Ginger. So hi, Ginger. Nice to meet you officially on camera. As you all know, Shayna Pomerantz resigned from the committee, and we had a pool of folks who have been in waiting to for when positions open up. So that's been super helpful to have access to folks that are ready and able to get engaged, and that was Ginger. So I wanted to just take a moment for folks to just go around and give a quick little like who you are, just so that we can touch base, and then we should definitely plan to have some more opportunities for us to get to know each other.
Yes. So hello, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you. I want to start with you, Ginger, so you can stay unmuted. If you want to just kind of share a little bit about who you are and why you decided to join us.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully everyone's day is going a little less chaotic, but I'm sure there's still hours in the day, so who knows. I have lived in Portland most of my life, different areas, so very used to Portland, living in Northwest Portland currently. Got my bachelor's and master's degree at Portland State in criminal justice and worked with many organizations around Portland. Saw a posting for CRC in the one day and I was like, this is a good chance to be able to continue helping out the community with criminal justice while, you know, serving on a committee with people and getting that experience. COVID hit and I joined, like I did the training right when COVID was happening. So it was just utter chaos. And then, you know, everything with IPR. So I had got all the training, they did the elections and I just kind of held on and kept up with everything. And then Dana emailed me right before she left and was like, hey, you want to come in? And I was like, absolutely. So I'm happy to be here with you guys and hopefully we get to know each other.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ginger, and welcome. So if we could just do a quick go around of CRC members and just say your name again. I know it's on the screen, not as fun, but say your name and maybe just a quick like, welcome to Ginger and also anything you want to share about why you're here. So she has some context for why we're all committed to this work of police accountability. So I'll kick us off to model the way. So hi again, Candace Avalos, she, her. In my day job, I work at Verde, a nonprofit on environmental justice. I came to the CRC in 2017 and I was, somebody sent me the application. They're like, hey, this seems like something you'd be interested in. I was definitely very new to the world of, you know, police accountability in general. But it was an interest as far as it relates to the communities that I'm a part of and how they interact with police over the last 6 years, have just five years, have been working to grow our impact on the CRC. And I come to this work with a desire to increase transparency of the police, increase trust and accountability of the police, and find ways for our community to have an avenue to discuss how they're engaging with police. And you know, us being an appeals board is part of our work, but also just being a sounding board for community is really important for the CRC. So that is what I care about and why I'm here. And I'm gonna pass it to Yume, our vice chair.
Thanks, Candace. My name is Yume Delgado, he, him. Welcome, Ginger. We're really excited to have you on the CRC with us. I work in insurance and I also run a Portland-based nonprofit called PDX Pop Now. We put on a local all-ages music festival every year. This is our first year back, which is very exciting, but it's been taking up a bunch of my time this month. And I actually got involved in police accountability work in large part due to Candace. We knew each other from Twitter. And when everything started happening in summer of 2020, like many people, I think I wanted to get involved and saw an opportunity to join the CRC's crowd control and use of force work group as a community volunteer. I applied for CRC probably around the same time as Ginger and was eventually selected last year. So just started as vice chair, very excited about that. I'm also sort of trying to spearhead our efforts to make sure that we're keeping on top of the police review reports that we have to staff. In fact, I'll send you an email after this meeting about signing up for those if you feel ready to do so. And, you know, I think this work is at times some of the most frustrating work I've done in my volunteer career, but I think it's also some of the most important work that we can do for the city. And I don't take it lightly. I think it's very, it's an important task that we're set with. So welcome, looking forward to working with you. Thank you. And I will pass it off to, did Candace pick somebody? If not, I'll pass it off to Taylor because he's to my right.
Hi, Ginger. My name's Taylor. Currently working in eviction defense. Been doing it for a couple months. Prior to that, I worked as a public defender out of Washington County for a couple years. Some of that, I actually started on the CRC right before starting at the public defender's office. And I had applied to the CRC when I started law school. I went to Lewis and Clark. And I think I was just sort of interested I'd taken a criminal procedure class and was sort of fascinated by the powers that the police had. And I think like a lot of my colleagues were kind of surprised at how much police could do. And I had an interest. So I had applied to the CRC and then kept following up, trying to get on because I just found it fascinating. Found criminal procedure fascinating and also wanting to be a part of the process of having oversight over police, because I don't know, in a practical sense, if you think of the ways that the government and state power and is involved in our lives, the most prominent features are, you know, either seeing buses drive around or you see police, and police can have fairly dramatic effects on people's lives. I definitely saw some of that in the public defender's office. And so I just hope to, at least moving forward, bring some of that experience to what we do here. I know I've, for what it's worth, the last 2 years, I definitely agree with you, man. It's been challenging. It's been frustrating, but it's also been pretty rewarding. And, you know, some of the appeals you hear, it's you know, you kind of see they're complex, but I will say at the end of the day, I do think it's rewarding, and the opportunity to, and what I think I've enjoyed too is some of our work advocating for change. I think that's, it's been a pretty rewarding part of this process. So look forward to working with you. I will popcorn to Amanda.
Hi, Ginger. I'm Amanda. I use she, her pronouns. I started in the police review board I guess it was right before the pandemic started. It's hard to know when anything was anymore. Time is very much a flat circle for me now. I have a master's in teaching English that I got from PSU recently. I've been in school while we've been doing this, so I finished. And I am teaching English at various places. Yeah, thank you. And I got into this, I started with the PRB. I got started just before the pandemic. Again, same reasons as everybody else. I don't want to belabor the point. I see that there's a gap between what the police is, well, there's a gap between what the police is purported to do to protect and to serve, and who that is protecting and who that is serving, and whether that's an actually what it was designed to do or not is a different question, but I hope to help be a community member. I don't have a legal background, but I sort of feel like sometimes that's important as well, to have that actual community member perspective that says, hey, wait, what's going on? So that's the capacity I'm here for, which means I ask more questions because I understand less than some of these more educated folks around me, but that's what I do. Thanks, nice to meet you.
I'll go. I'm Julie Falk. I use she, her pronouns. Been on the CRC for almost an embarrassing long amount of time. I'm not even sure how long now, but like 6 years at least. I have a background in nonprofit management, including 3 different organizations that worked in various aspects of criminal justice and police accountability. And I'm really glad to, I think we're on the right path as an accountability body and as a city. It's really slow going, and it can be really sort of thankless work, but I feel like we're going in the right direction. And to me, it doesn't really matter how long it takes, as long as we're headed in the right place. I'm glad to be here. I'm particularly interested in our standard of review and continuing to examine that and keep pressure on perhaps making a change there. But welcome. I'm glad you're with us now, Ginger. Oh, someone just jump in.
Hi, I'm Kira. Nice to meet you, Ginger. Welcome to the team. I've been on, this is on the team for 1 year. I'm starting year 2. And I joined the team a couple of years ago because I heard Irene, who is no longer with our team anymore. share about the work that the committee was doing in terms of creating police accountability, really looking into how to advocate for citizens and ensure that people had a fair encounter with police, and really talking about transformative work. My work at that time was as a college administrator and faculty or professor. And I was always talking to my students about how do you create and then also sustain social change. And I was felt like all I was doing was just talking it and talking it and talking it and preaching it. And so this was an opportunity for me to really step in to do the work that I've been sharing with my students and talking about how do you bring equity to a community? How do you really, really transform the system that's there? One of my things I usually share is people are like, oh, well, we just need to get better people. And I'm like, well, if you don't change the game or the rules of the game, you're going to still have the same outcomes. So you have to have a little bit of transformation in the system and the structures to get better outcomes. And so this is my hand in trying to change that. And sometimes I lend a wrench to people. And sometimes I'm like Amanda and I just ask questions and don't know which one we're supposed to be using. So welcome to the team. Glad to have you here.
And I think I might be the last person here. Hi, Ginger. I actually remember interviewing you along with Irene and Dana a while ago. So good to see you. Happy to have you here. My brain is all over the place. Right, I'm the legal director, newly promoted to legal director actually, at an advocacy focused nonprofit called Interact. We advocate for the civil and human rights of children born with intersex variations. Thanks, Candace. I've been doing that work for about 7 years, and I've been on the CRC just over 3 years. I just started my second term. I guess I'm not into changing things. I guess one of the things that drew me to this work, aside from it being an opportunity to get more involved with racial justice issues, you know, like just getting a little more hands-on in what I could do there, one of the things that drew me to it was sort of seeing the parallels between police accountability work and the work that I do in my day job, where a lot of the work is focused on sort of accountability for doctors who are, you know, they sort of hold a very privileged position in society and are also at the center of a lot of the harm that happens to intersex children. So just sort of seeing these two opportunities to get involved with work that can try and make sure that, like Amanda was saying, you know, those who are supposed to be serving and protecting or doing no harm are in fact doing those things and not other things as much as possible. So that's sort of the through line for me. And I think that's all I have to say about myself.
Thank you so much, everybody. Always great to just remind ourselves of why we're all here, why we're passionate. And yes, the work is grueling at times, but it's worth it. And we feel that we've really made a lot of big strides in the recent years. And we're looking forward to hearing your perspective and how you add to the team, Ginger. So one thing that we started doing was like CRC buddy system. And so I think, was it you, May? No, I'm forgetting. Did you say you were going to be Ginger's buddy?
Happy to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So, Ginger and you, May, you all can get together and you just have someone to lean on and, reach out to. Definitely schedule a time to hang out and get to know each other. That way you just have someone to, help you through all the process, or if you have questions, of course you can reach all of us. But having a buddy just helps you have that one person. So welcome. Any things that you want to add or any questions you have at this moment, Ginger?
Nope, I think everything is good. I'm happy to work with all of you guys, and I look forward to the future and process of all this. And awesome. Yume, we are buddies. Good job.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome. So let's go ahead and move to the next agenda item. So the agenda that was sent out publicly is obviously changing because we unfortunately weren't able to secure someone for the settlement agreement update, but we will add that to the September agenda. And then Ross, I see in the chat that people are asking about the IPR annual report. Is that something we can do in September and just add that to our agenda?
Possibly, yeah. If we if we get a chance. Yeah, it would help if people want to take a look at the report, and CRC members, just let me know if you have any questions or anything you'd like to focus on. And then we can kind of aim at that. And just one other thing I wanted to mention, as you're still welcoming Ginger. Ginger, I know you probably did your training a long time ago. If there's anything you feel like you would like a refresher on, or that would be beneficial, please just let me know, and we can put that together for you. Because I know that was quite a while ago, and some of the processes are very complicated. So if that's helpful, please just give me a holler.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
I am literally dying for a wiki. I have like, you all don't know, I'm like the wiki queen. I leave them everywhere I go. I think that'd be good for us to talk about, Ross, maybe just putting some of that in one place. So maybe I'll just make one and then we can add some training resources. Okay, with that, let me just make sure on my list. Yes. Okay, so we've got Faith here. Thank you for being here, Faith. Faith is one of the, I believe it was Tri-Chairs, right? Tri-Chairs of the PAC, the Police Accountability Commission. For folks in the audience that don't know, that is a measure that was approved in 2020 to transform the police accountability structures in the city. And so obviously, as folks working in that realm, it affects our work. And they have been working on getting settled. The commission, the PAC, is essentially creating the code and rules for the commission that will be seated and start functioning as the oversight board. And so we just wanted to bring them in to see what was going on over there, get a quick update, and see if they had any asks or questions of us, and for CRC members to have an opportunity to ask questions of the PAC. We have another member of the PAC who is one of our loyal fans, Mr. Handelman, and Debbie Iona. I think we're both in here, yeah? So they're also members of the PAC, and I welcome you all to engage in the conversation as well. Let me know, maybe raise your hand if you wanna add anything. Is that cool, Faith, to bring them on? So we'll just get an update. But yeah, Faith, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me and such a warm welcome. You explained our work better than I could. So wonderful job, Candace. It's really nice to be here. And hello to my colleagues, Commissioner Handelman and Commissioner Iona. Please raise your hand if I forget something. So I don't know, did you have co-chairs come previously? So we are rotating co-chairs. Okay, so I'm the first. Okay, so is it okay if I screen share? I think maybe that would be helpful, is if I just kind of go over where we are in our timeline.
That'd be great.
Okay, great. So I don't want to take up too much time just looking at slides. I'm really happy to go into a conversation, but Candace gave a wonderful overview and wanted to just give you the overview of where we are. So you can see at the top, we started convening in an organizational phase in December 2021 through the end of March. And during that time, we developed our values and goals, agenda and scope, our bylaws, and then a framework for community engagement. We are currently in our fact-finding phase. So beginning in April, we have been listening to key stakeholders, outside experts, and trying to understand accountability system models. So thank you to Candace and Yume. They came and debriefed with us about what's been going on in CRC. We've heard from IPR, we've heard from Internal Affairs, Mayor Wheeler, all of the city commissioners, the Police Review Board, Chief Lavelle, PPA, Albina Ministerial Alliance Coalition. We have been listening. So the last 3 months, beginning in April, we are asking the question of those named stakeholders, what are the barriers to our current system and what are the best practices? I can give you the spoiler alert that we didn't identify many best practices that are currently happening, and I'll be happy to go through. We are currently working through a document to come to agreement on what the barriers are. So that's the work of the PAC in the next month, is to create a document of areas of agreement that, as a commission, we've identified. These are the barriers in the system in Portland holding police accountable. So moving forward, once we have that document in place, we will be moving into our, like, really the bulk of the work. So this includes establishing powers and duties. of the new accountability commission. So I think sometimes it gets confusing. The current commission, we are members who are designing the new commission. So when we talk about what we'll be doing is we're setting something up for a new commission. We're not actually members of that body. So the next phase will be establishing powers and duties. So what will the new commission have power to do? What will they be assigned? Following from that, we'll have structures and details, broader system and other details, a transition plan, and then a final phase. So based on the settlement agreement, we have 18 months, which is a huge task. And those 18 months began in December. So we have until June 2023 to accomplish this. And it's a very aggressive timeline. So currently we're meeting as a full commission once a week, and then our subcommittees are also meeting weekly. So we're in evening meetings twice a week for many hours. I'll stop sharing here. So I think as we talk through barriers, some of the barriers that we've heard are lack of transparency, a deliberately opaque system, confusing, not able to track where you are when you've filed a complaint. How do you know what's happening? You're welcome to come watch as we discuss all of these barriers. So that's actually happening tomorrow night. We will be in our first meeting drafting this document around what we've heard as the barriers, and as the commission, what we believe we need to really be addressing in our next phase of work. So that's the very high level of where we are. We're a 20-member commission. I would say the majority of us are folks with lived experience who come from over-policed communities. We have experts who have spent their whole life career understanding police oversight. And so we have been learning and growing together of how do we accomplish this giant task really quickly and hopefully thoughtfully. So that's a very quick high-level overview of the work that we've been doing for the last 8 months.
Thank you, Faith. And before I open it up to the CRC, was there anything that you wanted to ask of us, or like as far as what you need from the CRC perhaps? Is there anything that has come up on that side?
Yeah, I think as we create our barriers document, it'd be really lovely to have input. So just as your meetings are formatted, we have public comment. It would be lovely. I'm happy to circulate our, you'll need to listen in and then participate that way. Maybe I can give you a heads up of like, hey, this is going to be a really juicy conversation on this day, so that you're available to provide comment. We also will be doing community engagement events. So any connections that you have, we're really wanting community engagement to not be transactional, but to be a focus of hearing from community members about their experience engaging with police. Also a little bit of education of, you know, we passed by 82%, but do Portlanders know that this is coming and this is what we're designing and what we're doing? So if there are communities that you're connected to where it would be beneficial for us to come and have a conversation, we'd love those connections. So those are my immediate asks. And then, so we rotate co-chairs every phase of work. So I will be retired in September as co-chair, and we'll have new co-chairs. And so they will be able to come and give an update with what happened with the barriers and be able to talk about the next phase of work, which is powers and duties. I will invite Commissioner Handelman or Commissioner Iona. You're very welcome to, yes, thank you, speak to some of the other work. Commissioner Iona and Commissioner Handelman sit on our research subcommittee, so they have been looking at other jurisdictions around best practices around police accountability. So they have learned a ton and will be incorporating those into a document as well. And I see that Debbie has her hand raised.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, hi, sorry I didn't plug in my camera because I was just in listening mode. But something has came up during our, you know, our research and at probably a research subcommittee meeting about IPR and subpoena power. And what we were kind of not remembering if the IPR has ever used its subpoena power, and if so, what kind of challenges there might be using it, and if Director Caldwell maybe could share information about that. I think it would be helpful.
Yeah, we have used our subpoena power many times. We don't have to use it all that often. We do have subpoena power. The problem is we don't really have, there's not much of a penalty if you just kind of ignore our subpoena. That's not something that we want to, you know, we usually like put out there in the world too much, but City Council did give IPR subpoena power. There's not kind of the backing law to create a penalty for what happens if you sort of disregard it. So I think of it kind of as like a flexing power where you kind of flex the subpoena muscle and people usually just kind of turn things over. But if anybody ever really wanted to go to the mat on it, I don't think that would end up going very well for us. So it's kind of one of many things in the accountability world that I think over the years, various people have sort of gestured at, but haven't really followed through and kind of fulfilled all that it could be.
So if you were going to give advice to the Accountability Commission, how do you think we should write like the code and all of the stuff for the new body so that they would have meaningful subpoena power? Is there anything you would do to enhance what you have that we could incorporate into our proposal?
I don't think I should. I mean, I don't, I'm part of the kind of the old thing, so I don't think I should be giving advice on
how
you build anything, but I would say that there are many examples out there of subpoena power that is effective. And, you know, ours usually works, but if somebody ever wanted to go to the mat, like I said, I don't know that that would work. So I think you could, I think there's any number of places you could look and find, you know, subpoena power and kind of model after that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great. So I'll go ahead and open it up to CRC folks if you have questions. I'll start by just saying, yes, I think that would be great if the chairs of the PAC can just keep me apprised of what are opportunities that you're wanting feedback, if that's the way you want us to give you feedback. And, you know, especially knowing ahead of time so that our feedback might be something that we want to add to our agenda to talk about and come up with. So if you have like a couple things that you know are coming down the pipe of like, we're going to be asking for this, this and that from community, if you could give me the heads up so that I can put it on my agenda and then we could send over a document. That's probably the best way to get our voice heard, as it will be challenging to make all those meetings. And yeah, so that's gonna just, I think will be the best way for us to engage on that front. So you have my email, if you just, you know, share with the new chairs that they should just keep me up to date and that's our plan is to talk about it in our meetings. That way we have enough time to do that. Any other questions or thoughts or comments folks wanna share and ask?
Definitely just want to thank you and the committee for all that you're doing. It's hugely, hugely important work. I know it's a lot of work and we're just really grateful.
Yeah, that's a lofty timeline y'all got. Ken relates as a Charter Commission member. So wishing you luck, happy to give you advice on how to manage that. And you also asked about advice for communities to engage with. I'm pretty sure you all are already doing this because I've talked with Samir, but definitely talk to the Charter Commission staff because they've got tons of contacts. Obviously, it's a very different topic, but still lots of contacts that could be useful. Do you all have a contractor that you're using for community engagement, or are you all planning just doing it in-house like you all are going to plan it?
The great news is that we are hiring a community engagement coordinator. So that is happening in the coming weeks. So we will be doing it in-house, and I'm sure that our staff person will love to coordinate particularly with Charter Commission and really beyond that. So thank you. And also thank you all. I mean, truly, thank you for the warm welcome. And also thank you for your work. I mean, we are doing adjacent, we are trying to solve a very messy puzzle in adjacent committees. Wouldn't it be lovely if this was simple and we could all put our collective brains together? So I'm hoping that that is what is coming next.
And I'll say to that as well, one of the things that's come up over on our end is, you know, the oversight board or, you know, system that you all are working to create is essentially what IPR does, but CRC is an appeals board, right? An appellate like arm of that system. And so, cause I think at first it was like, oh, you know, this is gonna replace IPR and CRC. But after discussing it and thinking about it more, it's like, actually there's gonna need to be some appellate process. And so I think we're very curious on if that means that CRC in some way will stay. Like, I feel like there's a lot of like, do we need to reinvent the wheel on CRC? Like maybe a lot of what we're doing, like the structure could fit nicely within the new system if what you're creating is like essentially a new IPR. So I would just bring that back because that's a question we've had of like, you know, is there a place you think like, should we be preparing for possibly continuing our work? Because I think at first we were like, oh, well, we're going to be like phased out. And now it's like, oh, maybe this actually continues in some way. So yeah, that's a big question that we have. So if you could bring that back and we would love to talk more about that. Other thoughts or questions from folks?
Yeah, I got one, just kind of like a general question, Faith. So in you all are still in the fact-finding process. So is there any scaffolding up in terms of like, have you like thinking out like what the structure of this is gonna look like or getting ideas on things like, I'm curious where you all are going in terms of things like officer discipline or like what kind of resolutions you could have. I'm fascinated with that, but I don't know if you're there yet. That's my question.
We're not there yet. I think that we're all so ready to be there. Very deliberately, we decided to take time on really problem identification. So like, what's our problem statement? What are we solving for? Before we move into like, what are we building? Or what are we recommending to build? So I think that, you know, logically your brain, when you're hearing all of these problems or all of these barriers, your brain wants to go to like, okay, here's the solution. And so we've all kind of had to like bite our tongues a little bit, take a pause. And that is something that we're moving into in the next phase. So establishing powers and duties. I think Commissioner Iona's question of like, how do we have subpoena power? How do we create that? Those sorts of questions are coming in the coming phases. And so all of those complexities, I am sure that we will be coming back to you with questions or relying on your expertise. But yes, we are eager to be in that phase of work. Listening to the barriers for the last 4 months has been like incredibly insightful, but also, I mean, as you can imagine, listening to the tangled web that exists in police oversight in Portland has been just like mentally exhausting. So we're all very excited to start doing the work of how do we hopefully do this better.
CRC, other comments, questions? Okay. Well, thank you so much, Faith, for being here. Definitely encourage our increased communication as you're moving through those phases. We're happy to offer our support and advice and institutional knowledge over here. So yeah, just email me and we'll get some things going. Great. Thank you for being here. Take care. Okay, let's see. One second. I'm trying to put Debbie back in the audience, but it's like, it says remove, and I don't know if that's going to remove you from the meeting.
I promise to be quiet if you just leave me here.
Okay. Oh, what just happened? Yeah, just hang out there for a minute. I don't want to accidentally boot you from the meeting, and Zoom apparently is being whack and changing all their settings. So, well, our next agenda item, I just had like a quick check-in on work groups. Actually, give me one quick second. I need to. Sorry, needed to deal with a personal matter real quick. Okay. Yeah, so I had checking in on work groups. So we, let's see, how do I frame this? I think we're at a place where the crowd control new supports work group, obviously we spent a lot of the last 2 years doing all that work on the protest report. That has kind of come to a natural-ish close. And we're talking about what's next for us. I think I need to check in with you all if we feel part of this conversation is like, do we want to meet next week or do we want to continue our pause for the work group? That email that I had sent before, I guess that was like end of June, was also in relation to the fact that we wanted to not try and take on too many big things right now as we have all these like moving parts that needed to happen and just the reality of IPR's capacity in supporting us in those things. So keyboard is just not working. Okay. So I just kind of want to open it up. Like, what are we feeling as far as the work groups go? Are there things that folks are feeling passionate about? I know that, Julie, you've got a standard of review is probably top of your mind. So I wanted to check in on that too. And also, where is like your work group? So do you want to kick us off, Julie?
Yeah. So I think I'm the only member of my work group present. And I know that Jess and I have been, particularly confused because I don't know if we have any chairs anymore. So Shayna and Vadim were co-chairing the committee, and we had at least, I think, two meetings without either of them that felt like we really couldn't move forward on anything without our chairs, you know, kind of being part of the decision-making process. And so I just really, so I know Shane is no longer on the committee, but I wasn't sure about the dean's status, whether he would have been on leave. It wasn't really clear to our work group what was happening. So don't even know what was happening before, but what will be happening in the future is it would be great to know. Is Vadim still chairing that work group?
Vadim has not communicated with me what his intentions are as far as the CRC in general. So we're trying to figure that out because he hasn't been coming to things. So I would probably suggest if you and Jessica want to start thinking about if one of you wants to take on some leadership, I wouldn't count on Vadim coming back, and I don't want you all to be stalled because of that. Okay. And also, you know, you all as CRC members, yeah, I get it. Like, you don't have a chair. It's like, how do you move things forward? Also, feel free as a committee, like as you two, if you all meet and you're like, we want to do this thing. I don't think you need to be held back by getting Vadim's approval, for example. So I would say if there are things that you two want to move forward in your a committee, do that. Maybe that means one of you taking on leadership of the chair of the committee. Yeah.
Okay. Then in that case, I'll say that I will, between now and our September meeting, check in with both Vadim and Jessica and see if they want to meet before the September meeting. or whether we should wait till October. It began to feel like the work of our committee was really intertwined with how individual CRC members were going about their meetings with their assigned council members. And so I would also say that we had been meeting regularly with Commissioner Mapps, and I know Vadim wanted to step away from those meetings, and I don't know if he wanted, if he was going, so that's why I was a little confused about the work groups too. So Jessica and I have not met with Commissioner Mapps in a couple of months, and his person has reached out to me just to see whether we wanted to continue to do that over Zoom or in person, because we had a good every other month schedule going. But we need to get back on track with that as well. And maybe it'll just be Jessica and I for a while.
Okay. You may.
Yeah, just to jump in a little bit on that, Julie, because I met with Commissioner Wheeler's office, and now I'm tasked with Mayor Wheeler's office. I think one of the barriers that we encountered, Greg and I, in talking with Commissioner Rubio's office, is I think they want clarification on legal precedent in terms of if we change the standard of review, what does that do to the appellate process if one of these things were appealed in a labor negotiation or something like that.
In a labor negotiation, is that what you said?
Okay. Yeah, so like if there's discipline that arises from that, what does that do to the union contract? What does it do to potential, you know, things in arbitration? And frankly, I'm not qualified to answer that question, nor do I think we have the resources currently as an organization to answer that. Mm-hmm. I can also say, I think Candace, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the appetite from Mayor Wheeler's office is not particularly extensive right now. So I'm wondering, I think it's an important discussion. I'm just wondering where we go from here without, I guess, maybe some support from the city attorney's office or something, because we're not going to be able to answer those kind of, I don't feel qualified to answer those appellate, like that sort of appellate discussion.
Yeah, I agree that there's not real appetite from Wheeler's office to do it, and that there's a big legal question. So that might be something worth, like, maybe Ross. Is Heidi the one that's going to come next month?
Yeah, I believe that's the plan.
Can you maybe ask Heidi to add this to her list of things that we have questions about? Do you think that would be fair to, if we're already going to have her here, then we could talk about standard of review stuff and maybe she can pre-think about that and give us some options?
Sure. I will. I'll let her know.
Okay. Does that sound good, Julie?
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. I mean, you know, I'm not, it's more... I'm sort of more concerned about figuring out our internal sort of how we're working internally right now, you know, with, you know, I felt comfortable with kind of the work group mirroring the pause that the wider CRC was taking, but just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing anything and that we were kind of working in the same way that the CRC was working as a whole.
Yeah. So yeah, I think on the, like, it sounds like the roadblock of the needing legal advice, we can address in our next meeting by having Heidi talk to us, one, and then two, the roadblock of where's the committee going, because leadership of the committee, I think also between now and our next meeting, that'd be great for you to check in with both you and Jessica and just, you know, see where that's at. But also, you know, you all are free and welcome to continue moving your agenda forward if that's what you and Jessica want to do too. So I'm just offering that as well.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that sounds great. Anything else on the, like, policy outreach side that you want to share?
Oh, just one question. I do think it would be, I would like to CC leadership, some leadership on the email to the work group. So should I CC you, Candace, and you, Yume, or just one?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. And David, I guess we always.
Yeah.
You. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. On the crowd control use of force side, I know we have had a conversation. I guess we're all here, just not Mike, who is our awesome volunteer superstar. We kind of talked, gosh, when was our last meeting? I don't even remember. We took a couple meetings break. I think in our last one, we were definitely spinning our wheels on what we felt was a good use of our time. And we were dealing with all this transition stuff. So we were like, maybe we just take a pause. Plus we had that whole like, are we doing body camera stuff? And we did put together our recommendations. So I feel like we did what we had to do on that front from the perspective of, you know, protest related body cam issues. And then, you know, the aftermath of the protest report, essentially it's gone through the entire cycle, the entire natural cycle of like, you know, presenting to the council, hearing from the police chief, a response. I don't think it's really going to go anywhere else at this point. I imagine that the training advisory council might have some new things going on. And I just realized that I thought, what's his name? James Cahan or something. I thought he was the chair, but it sounds like it's Nathan Castle. Do you know, Ross?
No, I thought it was Jim Cahan as well, but I think I heard that before it happened. So
I was at a FitCog meeting and I think Nathan said it was him. Okay. So yeah, so that totally missed me. Nathan Castle is the one who, I don't know who's on this list. Do you all get the police news updates weekly? Are you on that list? Anybody else? No? I have no idea who's on this list. It is very extensive. I can forward the last one to you so you can get an idea. And maybe if you want to be on the list, you can add it. I know I don't click on everything because it's a lot. It is helpful. It is helpful to see, like, I just read the headlines. So anyway, Nathan's been doing that because Sean started that when he was the chair of TAC. So that might be something I need to just like reach out to Nathan and see what's up. I mean, it doesn't sound like PSEP has chairs yet. Maybe that's something that Barb in the audience knows and wants to put in the chat. Do you know, Ross, anything about PSEP? No.
I know they had some meetings in July and they hadn't had some in a while, but I haven't heard anything new and I wasn't able to go to either of them.
Okay. Interesting. Ann Campbell too. Okay, that's good to know. Maybe I should reach out to Ann. Okay, great. Thank you for those updates. Right. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Okay. Cool. So yeah, for a while I was like really in sync with the TAC and the PSEP chairs, just kind of coordinating and having discussions about different issues and making sure we were on the same page. We were also meeting monthly with police leadership, mayor's office, other commissioners' offices, and the lawyers and IPR and all these folks. And that meeting just fell apart because the leadership of our advisory boards, well, not CRC, we're still going strong. The other ones were kind of flailing. And then, so I ended up just canceling that monthly meeting because it was just kind of messy. So just so you have some idea of like kind of what's going on in the back end as far as the ecosystem, if you will, that we're in. So I will reach out to Nathan and see if there's anything going on over there that I should know about. I'll keep an eye on PSEP and I guess I'll reach out to Ann. But bringing it all back to crowd control use of force, I know that we talked about maybe diving into more use of force stuff. As you all know, use of force and crowd control were separate committees. We combined them, but we kind of spent a lot of time on crowd control, even though they're definitely related. So I don't know, we spun our wheels, right? That's just the truth. So on like what we should do. I know I haven't put an agenda forward for next week. Since you're all here, is that something you want me to do, crowd control work group?
I'm going to be out next week, actually, which I was going to email you about, but since we're talking about it, you know, I'll be traveling for work, so I won't be able to attend next week anyways.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I'm fine continuing the pause. I mean, I want to be very deliberate with how we're using our resources at IPR and by extension the city's money. And you know, I don't want to. I think that means we shouldn't be meeting just for the sake of meeting. Right now, IPR obviously has a lot on their plate, and I don't think we should add to that without a clear goal of what we want to do.
Taylor, I assume you're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Multitasking. All right, so we'll do that. We'll continue to kind of just see where everything else goes. I think also hearing from Heidi might be helpful. Maybe we help out on that front, that because the standard review stuff is very all hands on deck. So yeah, maybe we can have some more direction after next month's all CRC meeting. Great. And then finally, I know we've been having some trouble getting the audit group up. Is there any update from you all? And Amanda, did
we had met right before.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're okay. I was going to say, we met kind of before our big break over the summer, and Greg and I were able to review some of the files, and our next steps are kind of including a couple more people on the committee, because at this point in time, it's just been him and I, and trying to create some goals and look at what we can start going through. And I think some of the things that will be helpful for us kind of seeing that new direction just kind of earlier in this meeting, some of those questions that were being brought forward about what is the purpose of our committee and then helping us go through the previous cases would be helpful. So that's what we're doing right now.
Great. Thank you for that update. Do you have a standing meeting time?
We have not, no.
Okay.
Again, like our last meeting, I think, was in either March or April, right before our break.
Okay, got it. And then, Amanda, did you end up joining that group? I can't remember.
That was my intention, and I don't know what happened. Probably my finishing my papers and things like that happened. So, Kira, if you want to reach out to me, I'm happy to join that group.
Definitely. I'll send you a meeting request here.
Great.
Soon.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Kira, you can also add me to it too.
Yeah, Taylor is sipping.
I know. I got some free time good now, stuff. So I'm like, might as well. So
be more creative. So it sounds like you've got a group of folks that are willing and able to do that work. Also, sorry, I totally should have mentioned this before we started this conversation for Ginger. So we've got 3 standing committees currently, as we've been talking about, the policy outreach one that currently consists of Vadim, Julie, and Jessica. We've got our crowd control and use of force one, that is me, Taylor, Yume, Sylvan, and then our recurring audit work group, which is Kira, Greg, Amanda, and Taylor. So all of these work groups are, you can choose which work group you would like to be part of. You don't have to make that decision right now, but we do encourage you to be in at least one work group, because there's a lot of, that's where a lot of our work happens, is in those groups. So I can send you a little bit more information later, but just be thinking about what you want to join. Cool. Sounds like the policy and outreach might need some life breathed into it, so I would maybe encourage you to consider that one. But
yeah, that would be fine. If someone just wants to send me an email with that information, I'd be happy to look at it.
Cool. So Julie, include during your communication.
Ginger, I will just include you on all emails related to policy and outreach. I think that as the not chair, but the only member present, I think we probably won't be meeting again until October, I would think, but I hope we'll be able to get a regular schedule back by then. But
I'll no problem.
All the emails.
Yeah, just email me and I'm happy to take a look.
Okay,
great. Okay, that sounds good. So
Yeah. Any other thoughts? I think we hammered that all out. We all on the same page? Any questions, comments? Great. And since we essentially did our work group updates, we can skip the work group updates part of the agenda because that's essentially what we just did. Is there any other business, new or old business, that CRC members want to put on the table right now? Now's the time, or else we will go into public comments and end our meeting.
Candace, I'm happy to do time if Greg is not here. Is it 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Two or three.
Three. And that's what I saw. David, didn't you send me an email? Did we just get a timer for? What is that about?
What are you talking about?
I got an email from Zoom. It was like, your Zoom now has a timer feature. Did you not send that to me?
No.
Weird.
I will investigate that.
Okay. Yeah. I got an email at my portlandoregon.gov.
Okay.
You know how the city has like the timer Zoom box?
Okay. Well, I'll look into it.
Maybe whoever that person is that does the Zoom stuff, maybe they added that. But yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, no other business then? Cool.
Dan would like 5 minutes.
What'd you say?
Dan would like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Are you all fine with that? Cool. All right, with that, members of the audience, we're going into public comments. Please raise your hand if you so choose. You can also add any comments in the chat as I save that as well. Raise your hand though if you would like to speak to the body. Now is the time. And first we have Mr. Handelman.
Good evening. Hello. I hope you can hear me. Great. This is Dan Handelman. I use he, him pronouns. I am here tonight as a member of Portland Cop Watch. I was very deliberate not to speak earlier so that you're not confusing what I'm about to say with my role as a member of the Police Accountability Commission. So I just want to be really clear about why I'm here and who I'm speaking for today. So there was no reading of the full director's report, which includes 12 officer-involved shootings, including the three that happened last week. I'm very excited to learn the name of the person that was killed on Friday, on Wednesday last week, was a Mr. Stanton, apparently. The Portland police haven't released that information or the information about the officer's name, even though their policy says they can only withhold it if there's a credible threat against the officer involved. They're basing it on threats that happen against the officers in the other incidents. And I think they're in violation of their policy. I'm very glad that you have asked for the annual report to be on your next agenda. That's when it's possible for the director to do that. I also encourage IPR to bring that report to City Council to help continue public awareness about the important work that's being done by this system, the IPR and the CRC both. I think that there from the point of view of Portland Cop Watch, there's a lot of valuable parts of the current system that should carry over, including the mediation system, including that there are public hearings with the CRC, and I don't know how many of you know the history of this, but the city attorney and the auditor tried to cut out public comment during appeal hearings a while back, and the CRC convinced City Council to put that into city code. So that's a very important part, especially from our point of view. But I think that what we heard from the CRC members and why the City Council did that, the CRC felt it was important to hear from community members because they couldn't always, you all can't always think of everything, and sometimes there's helpful comments from the audience. The crowd control directive came up right after, I think, your last meeting for review, and unfortunately they re-presented the same directive that has been in effect since before 2020. They haven't made any changes to it, even with the uprisings and everything that you recommended. But that means the next round, the second round of input, which is 30 days long, will be really important for you to jump in on. Your crowd control work group should be really involved in that. That's where they're going to show what they're planning to do to change it, and then community has a chance to have input. Now, there are some advisory groups that have gotten longer than 30 days because they only meet once a month. I don't think that's fair to the rest of the community, but if you are in touch with the Bureau and find out when that's happening, maybe you can make it so you have enough time to review that. I just want to have a little humorous content here. You're not called the Kirk. I don't like when people call the Police Accountability Commission the PAC because that makes it sound like a political action committee. So I use PAC. I also, you know, from the point of view of Portland Cop Watch, if you all are interested, and I don't know, you know, a lot of your terms might be ending before the new system is actually in place. I don't know how that'll work. But if you're all interested in being part of the new system in some way, you should think about that. It could be that CRC could be, the current members could be used to hear appeals or some kind of special committee or some kind of advisory capacity, reviewing policies or something like that. It intrigues me that have continuity from people who already know what's going on. When somebody was speaking before about talking to the leadership of CRC, don't forget that Mr. Griffin is the third leadership position, right? So you have three people just like the PAC does. In the interim, in between last time and now, in early July, Flying Focus Video Collective, the group for which I record your meetings and which I've spoken about many times, became a project group of peace and justice work. So we're actually now Cop Watch and Flying Focus are actually part of the same overall organization. So just I'm not sure how that's going to affect your lives, but I thought you might be interested in that. Portland Cop Watch put out its newsletter, the People's Police Report, in early May. I think it was just before your last crowd control work group meeting, but I can post the link in the chat to that for you all tonight. And I'm hoping that the audit work group, when they're not meeting to review files, will have some kind of public meeting, so there's public participation in that. Jim Kahn, that's how he says his name, K-A-H-A-N, Kahn, is an alternate member of CRC, and I believe he's part of one of your work groups, too. So I hope that he gets looped back in as you start having your work group meetings again. He is also on the Training Advisory Council still.
Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate having the extra time to speak tonight.
Thank you, Dan.
Who did you say, Mr. Hanneman? I missed... You said somebody's name, but who was
it? I mean, all of it? No, I said Jim Kahn is part of your group. He's an alternate member, and he was part of the policy and outreach work group. And once that meets up again, you should probably reach out and make sure he knows about that. And that he's also a current member of the Training Advisory Council. And he was, for a very short time, the chair, as you thought, Chair Avalos.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right, next up we have where's my thing? Here it is. I see Barb, did you say you wanted to speak? Oh, Barb, you gotta update your Zoom. It says not allowed to talk, not available because using older version of Zoom. Oh, but it says I can promote you to panelists. FYI. Great.
Thank you for promoting me.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I didn't know my camera was on. Then we're turning that off. Barbara Inish here, she, her pronouns. I live in Inner Southeast and I'm basically a community member. I am a member of the Behavioral Health Unit Advisory Council. And a member, I think, still of the PSEP Behavioral Health Subcommittee, but PSEP hasn't had subcommittees meet in quite a while, and I'm not sure where that is all going, especially since I'm not a member. They do have new staff, so stuff should be getting rolling, and I just wanted to let you guys know that, and that I'm glad you guys are reaching out. Both to Nathan from TAC, because Jim was an interim, basically. He said, oh, I'll do it for 2 months until we get a new co-chair. Anyway, and I wanted to let you guys know that the BHUAC, the Behavioral Health Unit Advisory Council, is gonna have their quarterly meeting August 11th from 6 to 8, I am pretty sure. And it is on their website. And that is pretty much all I have for you guys, except for thank you guys for all your patience and hard work.
Thank you, Barb. Debbie.
Hi, Debbie Iona. I was thinking, you know, when I listened to your discussion about the standard of review and asking the city attorney to come and talk to you about it when she comes to talk about the settlement agreement, it seems like it would be a good idea to ask her to try to separate the information she gives you from how this all ties into the police union contract. Because if she could just give you sort of an analysis of if you were, you know, designing this system now and you were coming up with a standard of review, would it be possible to have preponderance of evidence if you don't have to take into consideration the contract? Because I feel like they keep telling us, talking about this appellate thing and everything, but I almost feel like that's sort of a distraction because they kind of don't want to say that the reason we have the standard review we have is maybe more related to the union contract. So just my advice about, you know, asking her to try to, you know, separate those things and explain it to you that way. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, that's helpful. Okay, any other members of the public? If you would like to speak, please raise your hand. Can you say what the timeline, okay, hold on. If any of new system issues could be a subject of the Charter Review Commission, can Chair Avalos say what the timeline is for the charter changes if any to be made? Yeah. Well, the ballot proposal is already submitted and is going through its typical legal challenge process, but that will be done hopefully soon. And then that's gonna be on the November ballot. So any changes, oh, okay. You're talking about phase two. We have not chosen to do police accountability specifically in our phase two research. We're doing climate and environmental justice, Bureau proposed changes, so taking up the bureaus, what they've asked us to change, and expanding democracy. Those are the three committees that were created. So they're not really that related to police issues. So I don't suspect that there will be a lot of work on addressing the new system in the Charter Commission. That was me putting on my Charter Commission hat, and now I'm taking it off again. Cool. Any other public comments? Dope. I got you. All right. Well, with that, we are adjourned. Thanks all.